Hi, and welcome to Soul Activation Podcast, a world-class broadcast of spiritual insight and inspiration with me, Suzanne Alexandria. In this series, we dive deep into the magical sea of you, to that place in you that's ready to activate, but might not even know what that means. Do you crave to be more spiritually connected? Intriguing, fun, and full of magic, we'll laugh and cry and talk about how crazy this life is. Offering healing and insights to lean into, this show broadcasts from pure divine love. Are you ready to light your eternal flame to spark some magic? Let's talk transformation. Oh my goodness. Hello, friends. Welcome. This is Suzanne Alexandria, and I'm so pleased to be your host of Soul Activation Podcast on this glorious Monday. We're always here on a Monday, just it might be morning, afternoon, night for you. I just hope that you are well. And if you're not, I hope that this helps. Today, this podcast is about metamorphosis and change and being willing to, and the courage it takes to change. And I know y'all know a lot about what that means because you've been doing it and doing it and doing it. So for those who don't know me, I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and you can find me at suzannealexandria.com, where I've got lots of new offerings. I'm a coach. I'm a spiritual mentor. I teach energy shifting. I teach other healers how to become their healer selves. And I work with professionals in all kinds of professions, leadership, CEOs, you name it, to come into that place of peace and inner freedom with who they truly are. So whether you're spiritual yet, whether you want to be, whether you even know what that is, if you're seeking freedom from things that are keeping you stuck, if you're seeking peace, if you're seeking really some of those quintessential who am I questions, like why am I always doing this, or what am I always thinking about that for, why can't I, you know, figure out this relationship or leave this relationship or what have you, or how do I be the better version of me that's ready through this kind of like midlife time? If any of those are what you are looking for, then reach out to me through suzannealexandria.com. And what I most welcome is that you set up a free freedom call with me, because we'll have a conversation about my many offerings and programs and see if we're a good fit. So I invite you. I also have a brand new freedom thought meditation just on my website, fresh today. Whenever you're listening to this, you'll always find that on my website and in YouTube, Freedom Thoughts. And they're divinely inspired energetic meditation activations that help you shift, essentially. And for me, that pretty much always means giving something up and bringing something in. So the brand new freedom thought that's available comes through with Mother Mary. I work with ascended masters, I work with archangels, and I work with personal guides. And this one in particular is with our blessed Mother Mary. And she helps you in this, it's only like 12 minutes. She helps you commit to and unplug from the energetic hold that drama may have on your life. Could be drama in a relationship. It could be drama at work. It could be just drama in your head, like the crazy brain. That's what a lot of my work is, unplugging those things that keep you kind of on a hamster wheel or with anxiety or stuck. So if that is of any interest, go to suzannealexandria.com and you'll see the thread for Freedom Thoughts right on the homepage, and you can receive the free download. And be sure to subscribe to my email, because I would love to be in touch with you. So thank you. That's a little bit about me. Let's start to talk about metamorphosis. And I'm not really talking any old metamorphosis. I am talking metamorphosis with the energy and spirit of Ascended Master Mary Magdalene today. She's with us. I'm channeling a vibration and guidance of Mary Magdalene as we engage in a conversation about metamorphosis. And if you're looking to change, if you're looking to get unstuck, then I'm going to be taking live readings, live calls for readings on this podcast. So if that is for you, you can see the number on the screen and it's 1-800-930-2819. Dial in, say you have a question, and we'll bring in divine guidance, intuitive information for you live on the air to help you get unstuck or to help you see something or to help you understand a situation or a relationship where, you know, maybe it's pain you're experiencing. I would love to be of assistance with your angelic guides and with mine to set a space of more freedom and spaciousness for you. So dial in, and Jacob is my assistant, my producer today. And so he'll be funneling questions in. And I do want to give a shout out to you, Jacob. He's getting married at the end of this month to his beloved Rachel. So let's send some blessing to that divine communion, that divine sacrament of marriage. All right. So, metamorphosis. What is it? How do you get free? How do you unplug and find peace? That's what my journey has been about. That's essentially how I have come into my levels of freedom and my intuition. I was someone who worked in corporate America, happily so, but also stressfully so, for 20 years in Washington, D.C. And I didn't even have any clue about intuition, really, or psychic abilities or energy at all until I found Reiki way back in 2003. And I didn't even know like what the heck that was, but I knew I needed it. So I got trained in Reiki, but then I promptly forgot it. And because I didn't have any community, no one talked about that kind of thing except the massage therapist who trained me, but I knew I needed it. I knew. And that was my intuition saying like, yeah, sign up and learn this and go for it. And my husband at the time actually took the class with me. And it wasn't really for like, I don't know, 12 more years that I really kicked back into that. But what I do know is that my intuition at the time was telling me something very important, that I needed energy. I needed a tool. And this was something that would help me. And it's kind of like, well, I got it tucked away in a back pocket, seriously, for like 10 more years until my life really, really fell apart with separation and with breast cancer. And that's why I talk out these days about tools. That's why I teach tools. That's why I serve to empower people, because I know the devastating tragedy of a life where I wasn't taking care of myself. I didn't know how. I thought I was, you know, I like exercised, but I drank a lot of red wine at night. Nothing against that, but I mean, it was a little too much. And I was not in communion with my truth or with my true self, and let alone really with spirit. I went to church. I've always been a churchgoer and always really profoundly connected to what I know as God. And that's been totally changing. But I didn't know the profound impact of really connecting inside my heart, inside my body, inside my intuition, until I went about this journey of literally of my metamorphosis. So my version of metamorphosis has been this complete like going within to understand why I was always so anxious. And that's what metamorphosis is. A caterpillar goes inside to a cocoon for a certain amount of time and comes out completely a different being with wings and who can fly. I mean, you talk about transformation. that's what we're talking about. And I've done that like over and over and over again in my own ways. And I work with people who want guidance and assistance to metamorphosize, if that's a word, to change, to figure stuff out so that they're not always feeling the same old ways, because I know those feelings and it's so uncomfortable. You know, when you're at a job that might even be awesome, but you're constantly feeling pressure and lack and like everyone wants something, there's lots of things to do about that. I mean, you can leave it, you could find another job, or you can go inside and figure out what the heck is going on. And that's more and more what I'm about. It's like, how do you stay present in a world that's constantly changing or not, and stay present in a way that is true to yourself? And how does that presence change you? How do you want that presence to change? Boy, that's a big question. And if you'd like to call in today, please do. Because if there's something you want to change and you want to ask Spirit about it, the number is 800-930-2819. But one of the things I turned to was intuition and intuitive readings, which is what I do here with Freedom Readings. And it's what I do in my one-on-one and work group calls. So I'm going to draw an oracle card right now with Spirit. And it's from a deck that is one of my favorites by the beloved Alana Fairchild. And I'm going to show it if you're looking at the video. It's called Love Your Inner Goddess. This is an oracle deck and a deck of cards. And I picked this one with Mary Magdalene's help today because loving yourself is the end game and the start point and the middle and everything else. That's what I have learned. Giving yourself that which you most desire. So you want to change? Well, you got to pony up. You got to make choices differently. You got to maybe invest in something, in coaching, in healing, in a class, in books, in reading. You got to like crowbar yourself out of the old so that you can be in the new. That is part of metamorphosis. And so one of the things I turned to was were a lot of new practices. Like I had to really double down on meditating and on my inner practices to get my day going. And I became a yoga teacher and I did all kinds of fun things. But one of the things was to read cards. And so this card that I drew today, just for you, is called Gypsy. And it says, blame my gypsy soul. So I'm going to show it. If you're live on the video or watching later, you can see this beautiful amazingness. It's a card that shows this beautiful woman with this, it looks like a peacock hairdo, hairpiece. Blame it on my gypsy soul. Blame it on my gypsy soul. That's actually so appropriate for this topic, because if you're someone who's up to change, right, you probably got a gypsy soul. You are not complacent. You're not satisfied. You're not where you want to be. And your gypsy soul is saying, hey, honey, go and dance. Hey, sister, let's try something new. Hey, let's get out of this place. Let's get out of this thought. Let's do this thing called life in a different way. That's what metamorphosis brings you, in my humble opinion. And doing it with Spirit is, frankly, what I know to be the best way. So this card says Gypsy. If you've been wondering about any of this stuff, then maybe this is a little insight as to a direction or a focus. It says, you're encouraged to say yes to new opportunities and adventures, to ideas and connections, especially the ones that fill your heart with a sense of excitement. Perhaps just before your mind begins to dwell on doubts and concerns, trying to talk you out of something before you even get a chance. Does that sound familiar? Notice what you're feeling if you're listening to this and it's striking you, because that's intuition. Notice if your body is doing anything. Maybe it's shaking. Maybe you're getting chills. Maybe it's doing nothing and you're like, yeah, whatever. But notice, because whatever it's doing, that's intuition. Intuition is always guiding you. Your heart's always guiding you, and spirit is always there, like wind at your back, wind beneath your wings, saying, I hear you, I see you. Maybe here's a new thought. Maybe here's an idea. Maybe here's a new person to go and work with or see or talk to. This card says, you can handle the unfamiliar better than most. Once you get your bearings, you'll find a way to thrive and enjoy what you discover and experience. Ah, here we go. Let the yearning of your soul to explore the new and exciting inspire you. The unfamiliar and the unknown hold great blessings for you. Open up to new horizons. Well, that's a pretty perfect card for a call and podcast about metamorphosis. Let yourself be called. Let yourself be drawn. And in so doing, it's this process of letting yourself be changed. Are you ready? Are you willing? Do you want to let yourself be changed? Because that's the offering of spirit. That's the offering of the divine. And for many of us, that's why we are here. That's why we're alive. We want change. We want ourselves to change. We want our kids to have experiences and change and have a different world than we had. We want the world around us to change. But what I know to be true is that to have that world around me change, I'm the one who has to change. I'm the change I want to see in the world. And how do I do that? I go right into where it hurts most. I go right into anxiety or fear or depression or pain or constant fights with teenagers or a marriage that didn't work or cancer. And I say, what do I need to know? What do I need to do differently? Why isn't this working? And it's not always easy. Those are big questions, and I've asked them over and over and over again, sometimes seemingly ad nauseum, and sometimes getting really pissed off because it just seemed like endless questions. But as some of you have heard me talk about 2 years ago, through one of my human soul sister mentors, spirit was channeling through her, and I was asked, do you want this situation? Do you want your life to change? Do you want a better life? Do you want the life that you came here for, that you dream about, that's on your vision board? Because sister, we'll help you with that. We'll bring you there, but you got to drill in. You got to let us. They said, you got to let us, you got to let go and surrender, and we'll show you. And I swear that was my invitation to the most deep dive I could ever have imagined possible, remembering childhood trauma that I didn't even know existed in my life, divorcing my husband, and crawling out of some of the most dark places after I went into the cocoon. But I'm here today and I'm alive and even wearing lipstick, and I made it. And my life is getting better and better and better because I dared to go into the tunnel, the cocoon, the hell, frankly. Call it what you want, it was hell. And I dared to like pick it apart and say, oh, that is not for me anymore. That is no longer for me. So my invitation is to surrender to the metamorphosis. If this topic piques your interest, surrender to it, invite it in, ask for it, ask what you need, because in that there is freedom. There is freedom, and I know that to be true. Freedom comes to those who call for it and ask and are willing to get off the sofa and do different things. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that too, because doing different things, doing things differently is part of it. And when I was thinking about this topic and communing with spirit this morning, which I do all the time, I run my life like that. And I teach people to do that. And my friends do that. And we do that with each other. When I was communing, you know, I was just remembering, because the topic of this podcast is, how do you find inner peace? What's the secret to peace? Well, you know, and a lot of people talk about sitting and meditating or exercising or, you know, activities that supposedly bring you peace. But that didn't work for me. I mean, I became a yoga teacher, and yoga did help enormously. But I still had this burden of never-ending anxiety. I took Xanax, you know, not a lot, but like two different times for a few months to get through hard times, like long, you know, during my corporate days. Like it wasn't enough. There wasn't enough meditation or yoga in the world to quench the anxiety, to squelch it or to unplug from it, because it was caused by things so deep. It was, in the end, I realized it was caused by childhood trauma. So it took me a while to get down to those layers, but I did. But my main message with that is that I couldn't just sit on my sofa and meditate. So what did I do? What could I do? I had to get really clear and brave, and I had to ask. And I had to make resolutions to myself, and I had to make commitments to myself. And I had to get clear with God and spirit that, yeah, I want some help. This is too big for me. This is too big for me. That's what the 12 steps teach us. Like, some things are just inordinately too big for us alone. So why are we trying to do it all alone? That's what I was doing. I was bereft of spiritual connection. And spiritual connection is way more than holding some crystals and saying a mantra. It's like really getting serious about connecting with to source, God, consciousness, the angels, all of that light, the light in me. To me, it's about calling in Reiki every day, energy, like proactively lighting up my little kerosene lamp in my heart and saying, okay, I'm going to live this day connected to source, the source that loves me and all of the spirit world that loves me. That's the action I realized that had been missing. It's like plugging myself into the light socket, the wall socket of spirit, of light, of God, of source. That, and only that, plus a whole lot of love with people, from people, and a lot of help and mentors along the way. All of that meant my conscious action. And that is how I came finally to the metamorphosis that I am out of. I have flown out of the cocoon. And that's what I help people do in their day-to-day through my programs in my Academy of Inner Freedom with Spirit. There's a lot of spiritual teachers out there that aren't necessarily claiming the imperative and the importance of doing it with Spirit, of like asking guides, asking Spirit to help and being thankful for it, kind of treating them like a business partner and a friend and a mentor and all of that. They're all of that. And you want to, I really want to tell this amazing story about just this. It's a good segue. And then we'll take a little break. So I have had a real beautiful relationship with my grandmother in spirit. Her name was Fern in real life. And she was the most beloved, peaceful, angelic, happy soul. And she was tiny, like she was like less than 5 feet tall. Everyone loved her. And so did I. She was one of the lights in my life. And I, when she had a nice long life, and she transitioned in the 90s. And she transitioned right after I had spent 2 years away out of the country. I was in the Peace Corps in Poland back in the 90s. And she waited for me until, you know, to get back to the country, back to the United States before she went on her way. And we had some time together, and she had saved all my letters that I wrote to her from Poland. I spent 2 years teaching English in Poland. It's a little known fact about me. It was a key highlight of my young life. And so we were very close, and I knew she loved me. I always knew it, and I loved her. And that's why I wrote her so many letters. So now we have this dynamic relationship that goes back and forth. And I always know she's here. And I always know I just have to say her name and she's here. And I know I can ask her for help. And I teach people how to do that. But this is the most crazy, crazy thing that's so beautiful. I just want to share it. So 2 days ago, I flew to a different state, and I flew to stay at an Airbnb because I like to work from this location. And so on my way in, I said, you know, Fern, I really, really, really want you to be with me this week. I made a specific proclamation, and I asked her. So I said, really be with me. And this was while I was driving from the airport. This is such a fun story. And I got to this place. Now, excuse me. It's an Airbnb. So I go into the bathroom as I'm unpacking, and they don't have just a teeny little like hotel soap, which most places do. They had this box. If you're live on the video, you'll see it. It's really a retro old box, cardboard box of Zest. And it's like, it's old. It looks like it's been wet. It is not from recent times. I don't know where it's from, but do you know that I saw that and I opened it and smelled it. And that is the soap that Fern always had in her home. And I remembered this rush of the love that I've always felt in her home with her. And I know somehow this bar of soap is here because of her. I don't know how she got it here, and I don't really care. You can't make this up. It's 2021, and this thing looks like it's from the 90s, and I'm taking it home with me, and it's going to go on my altar for all times. And I just said, thank you. Thank you for being with me. Thank you for showing me that you love me this much, that you'd even like somehow magically get this symbol of your love to me. And those things are always here, those symbols. It's just us. It's we who don't know how or forget to open our eyes to it. But when we do, that's where there's magic. I mean, this is magic. This is magic. And I will never even care how this happened, because it doesn't matter. The fact is, it happened. And she's here with me, and your team, your beloveds are here with you always. And spirit is always rooting for you in ways you cannot even imagine. So if you're in the process of metamorphosis, or if you need to make changes in your life, if you need to heal from something, from trauma, if you're called to a higher purpose, what I'm saying is, don't do it alone. You don't have to, and you're going to have way better results if you do it with your soul partners, your spirit team, and those here on the earth who are your best team also. So with that, we're going to take a few minutes break. And again, if you're new to who I am, I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and I've got some free offerings on my website, free meditation downloads. And I would love for you to sign up for my email so that we are in touch. And if you are seeking metamorphosis, if you're seeking freedom from anxiety and not really knowing your direction, if you want to open your intuition, then set up a free phone call and we'll discuss my services, and you'll know. I always say you will know if we're a good match. That always happens. So, Jacob, thank you so much. We're going to go to a quick break. And after that break, I'm going to do a guided meditation with Mary Magdalene, and I'll also take callers. Thanks so much.
The vibration of change, that magical place where life shifts from struggle to ease, from stagnation to forward movement, from old ways of being to new ways of becoming. If you're like I am, it can be rather elusive to get there, but when you are in it, you feel it down to your very core, don't you? And it can positively affect everything in your life, from your relationships to your health and well-being, from your career path to your abundance. From the quality of that inner connection to the fullness of your self-expression. On the Christine Upchurch Show, we explore ways to get into that vibration of change with experts in the fields of consciousness, psychology, spirituality, health, healing, and science. Join me, Christine Upchurch, every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on KKNW AM 1150 and Transformation Talk Radio, and learn new ways to step into your vibration of change.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
We figured by the time we turned 50, we kind of had life figured out, but we were not prepared for the realities of midlife. Tune in to And That's When I Realized, the truth and comedy of midlife with me, Susan Dolce.
and me, Leon Dyer, every second and fourth Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You're not alone in these challenges, and sometimes you just gotta laugh.
Find us at SusanDolce.com
and LeonDyer.com.
Close your eyes and imagine what it would feel like to live a life driven by purpose and passion. Feels great, doesn't it? Tune in to Awareness to Action every first and third Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific with me, Joan Marlowe. I'm here to help you navigate your unique journey toward purpose while embracing your authenticity. Visit my website, peacefullyhealing.com, and don't miss Awareness to Action on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. I'm Suzanne Alexandria, and we're going to keep talking metamorphosis for a few more minutes. And then at the end of this podcast, towards the end, I'm going to lead a guided peace meditation to peace out with the vibration of bringing in change. And that's going to be with my beloved angelic guide, Mary Magdalene, who's here with us. And so we're going to talk a little bit about processes, because spirit has very clear notions, as we know, of what we need and what will best serve us. And you, sometimes from my human perspective, there's no way I can even dare understand what could possibly be my next step. I don't know if y'all are like that, but I find myself in that position, especially I'm a Pisces. And so, you know, I can see a lot of possibilities in life, but I do have some trouble discerning, okay, well, this is the thing for me. That's going to really be the best next step. And I'm at a point in my life where I really don't want to waste time not being clear, not having clear guidance. And I mean, I know I'm not going to get everything right away, because there's part of it is, you know, the fun of figuring things out, but I certainly don't want to veer off track. And so one of the things I've learned is to, and that I teach in my Academy for Inner Freedom, is the process of going to spirit, of communing and starting to understand really, how do you discern? How do you know what is right for you? I mean, some people are blessed, I guess, with that their whole lives, but I grew up in a household where I had no guidance on that. And it was also a very chaotic place. With all due respect, I was not taught how to look out for myself or how to like really even think for myself. A lot of things were commanded of me. And that's just a nice way to put it. But I grew up with a lot of childhood trauma, and I really lived a double life. And I didn't learn. I mean, I learned how to get by and I really succeeded in that, but I didn't learn how to really say, well, what's best. It was more like, oh, well, I'll just do that because that'll get me out of this. Or I'll do that because so-and-so is telling me to, or a parent especially, or I'll do that because I've heard from outside sources that that's what you do next, or that's a good thing for your resume, or, you know, that's what we do. We climb a ladder. I'll do that so I can become a director at my company. Okay. And like all this is from the outside reality. It's from out there telling me. And I was really, really, really capable of listening to that stuff and following directions. And thank God I was very successful in my career, but I was compromising myself. I didn't even have a clue. I knew it didn't feel right or good, But I didn't know I was compromising myself. I didn't know that, like, I always had to ask other people for what to do. And that is a side, what do you want to call it? That's from being codependent. So if any of y'all come from backgrounds where you've experienced living with substance abuse or narcissism or people who have created you to become codependent and you've grown up being that, you have this external benchmark. You have this whole way of not being true to yourself, but really placating the other people in your life, doing what they want. I mean, it got to a point where I wouldn't even choose a restaurant, or, you know, I would always say, oh, well, I don't care, whatever you want. I'll do whatever you want. And as long as, you know, like, it wasn't terrible, like, but I just went along with it. And I didn't know, I didn't even think about what I really, 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 really wanted. I was always just kind of running from the hamster wheel of, well, I know I don't want that. So, oh, that sounds good. I'll just take that flavor of the day. You choose for me. Does that sound familiar to anyone? So my metamorphosis, my long journey within, was to literally reconnect with my true identity and my true self. With my true self. And that's the gift of it. And to me, that's the end. It's the end game, but the start game. Because when you are operating from your true self, your sovereignty, that part of you that knows, I'm the owner of this body, of this mind, of this life, I call the shots. It's not my family's beliefs that matter. It's not my, like, heritage. It's not my spouse who keeps commanding I do things. It's me. Even my daughters, you know, I have to create very clear guidelines and boundaries, because they'll try to walk all over me if I let them, because they're figuring out their stuff. But inner sovereignty, owning myself, became the end game. And that's what our meditation today is going to be about and for with our beloved Mary Magdalene. We'll do that in a few minutes. But interestingly, I've just been guided to draw a tarot card for this as well. And what did I draw? I drew this amazing King of Pentacles card. The King of Pentacles. It's a gorgeous card from the Gilded Tarot deck. And so look, he's like all decked out, sitting on his throne. The king knows who he is. The king is sovereign. He's holding his staff proudly. He's wearing his crown. His wings are up. He sits there, you know, like, with his straight back in alignment, feet on the ground, and calm and peaceful. And talking about how you cultivate peace, well, right here, you know yourself. You're true to yourself. You say yes when it's a holy hell yes, and when you want to say yes. You say no when you know it's not good for you, or when you don't want to, because you just don't want to, or you don't like this or that, or that person or thing. Sovereignty is your birthright. It's, in my estimation, it's why you're here. And it's what so many of us are seeking. It's ownership of ourselves, away from all the lineages, all the ancestral stuff, all the stuff we were taught as kids, all the stuff we've told ourselves, and all the stuff people tell us. So that's what our meditation is going to be about. And I'm super excited. Before we move into that with a little music with Jacob in a moment, I just want to bring out this favorite quote that I have that I thought about while I was prepping today with Spirit about metamorphosis. You probably have heard this quote, but take this in, and I'm sure it'll come into play in our meditation. It's from the book Hope for the Flowers by Trina Paulus. And so you'll know this little character named Yellow asks the master in this book, and this is the question: how does one become a butterfly? How does one become a butterfly? Well, the master says, they have to want to learn to fly so much that they're willing to give up being a caterpillar. You have to want what you want so badly that you're willing to give up your past, your beliefs, your thoughts that weigh you down. And then the book says, Yellow says, you mean they have to die? He asks. And the master says, well, yes and no. It looks like you will die, but what's really you will still live. What looks like you will die, but what's really you in there will still live. So this meditation is going to take us into that place of saying yes to that light in you, that eternal spark in you. That's your true self. That's your true light. It's what's really you. It's what's you on the inside. And just one more allusion is from The Matrix, where there's a master, Morpheus, who offers Keanu Reeves's character a red pill or a blue pill. And what if you were offered two pills? One of the pills leaves you relatively in ignorance, and you might think ignorance is bliss. You might be content on your sofa. You might be content to stay as it is, but what's the price you're paying for that is the question. And the other pill will open your eyes, will open your heart. It will lead to your metamorphosis. It will lead to your wings opening. It will lead to your sovereignty. It will lead to you casting aside the old, the childish ways. So that's how we're going to move into a little guided meditation with Mary Magdalene. Jacob, if you would please turn on some lovely music. And I invite you all listeners to sink into a place where you're just feeling nice and secure and grounded. So don't do this if you're driving. But here's an offer to shift your energy through this podcast into a place of your own transformation, whatever that is, into a place of inner freedom, peace through peace. So close your eyes and take a few nice deep breaths. If you wish to, draw a Reiki symbol or call in any prayer, any ritual that you have for a little quiet time with Spirit. This is communion time, Holy Communion, within your heart, within your body. Feel it into your belly. When you breathe in, you inspire. You bring in Spirit, in Spiritus. And allow your energy to settle and allow it to start to flow out like a book, like pages of a book that are fluttering in the wind. This is your energy body. It's a way to think about energy, like pages of a book, many, many, many layers on either side. that is open. Your heart's open, you're safe. We're doing this in the spaciousness of the highest ascended masters and archangels. That's who I work with. So it's perfectly lovely and safe. And feel a beautiful golden ray shining down upon you, right into your heart, just opening you, and receive that. It's a golden light from Source. It's a gift. It's a beautiful gift. And so on your right, imagine that those are all pages of your book of life, and they're fluttering. And there are things from your past that have caused you great pain, like arrows into your sides. And your body might start to react a little bit to that notion, like a pinprick or an arrow into your side. But they're things that you're still carrying. They're arrows that have been left there because you didn't know they were, or you didn't know you could take them out, or you wanted them, they felt comfortable. It doesn't matter. What matters is that they're still there, and they don't have to be. So if you would like to let go of these, you may have a sense of what they are. You might feel emotional, you might feel something, you might not. You're invited to say yes, holy hell yes, God of my understanding, Mary Magdalene, angels, however you want to call your team, the team, the spirit team, the A team, please release this now. I know not how to, but you do. And I gladly surrender these arrows, these daggers, these pinpricks, these pages from my past, because I see they're causing me trauma. They're causing me pain. They're weighing me down, many things, whatever it is, doesn't matter. Let it be dissolved from your energy. It's literally in your energy, and it doesn't have to be. And as that releases, feel this balm from behind of beautiful pink, compassionate, healing light. It's pink, and it's shining into the places where that was just released on your right side. Compassion and unconditional love fill the spaces where there once was pain. And that's how we metamorphosize ourselves with the assistance of spirit. We transpose. And that will continue on your right side. We ask a blessing that the release continue as long as needed in the easiest way possible. And that you have the knowing that you need to move forward. If there's something you needed to acknowledge or you need to see or admit to yourself, please give yourself that gift. With a trusted friend, with spirit, you could reach out to me for assistance. I help people with all of this kind of thing. You don't have to do it alone, but give yourself the gift of being willing to face it if that's what you sense you need. If there's more, if you need help. And we ask that that continue in just the right and beautiful, harmonious way for each of you listening live or on the recording. And we switch to the left side. The left book pages fluttering up and down from your life, from your book of life. And we ask spirit to engage and wrangle the same things from the back. It feels like all of this is from the sides and the kidney area and the lower back. We ask that this release pain, undo holdings of pain and suffering, that in this moment can go, like pulling out the pages of the book one by one or a whole big file at a time. Errors, things people said, things you held on to, things you said and turned them on yourself. They're from your power center, this area of the back. So about 2 inches above your belly button is your power center, solar plexus. So all of this comes from it's being cleared out of your solar plexus, your power center. Why? So that you can be in your power. And so now there's this pure yellow sun disc light shining on your lower back and your solar plexus. And that's going to continue to replenish your power so that you're standing in your own sovereignty. And if you want to be really bold and brave, I invite you, we invite you to say, I reclaim or I claim my full sovereignty now. I'm sovereign. I own this body. I own these thoughts. I own my life. I'm whole and I'm loved. And so it is. And your energy centers are being lovingly kind of closed back up. After this clearing, there will continue this beautiful support energy of gold, of yellow and pink, compassion, unconditional love. All of this is source healing light. All of it is for you. It's like a banquet. Take it in, allow it to transform you. And if you're ready for more of this, if you're ready to be really, really free, then please reach out to me. Go to Suzanne Alexandria and set up a free phone call. And we'll talk about my Academy of Inner Freedom, where I teach skills. I help with clearings. I help bring in all of the tools, the resources, the light, and really the understanding, intuitive understanding that you need, that you desire. I would love to talk to you. Thank you so, so very much. Download my free offerings on my homepage. And Jacob, thanks so much. We'll see everyone on the next episode of Soul Activation Podcast every second and fourth Monday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Eastern. This path of healing and enlightenment is this immaculate process of finding all the parts of us that have been lost and hidden and even taken, and then very masterfully and lovingly recombining ourselves, coming into our true self, and then all of a sudden realizing, oh my gosh, I'm home. Thank you for listening to Soul Activation Podcast. For more information about me, visit SuzanneAlexandria.com. Tune in every second and fourth Monday, 2 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Eastern, at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.